In 1976, the town of Soldiers Grove decided to pull up stakes and rebuild its downtown business district far enough away from the unruly Kickapoo River to avoid floods that had ravaged the town three times in the 1900s. Bill Becker, who was then the editor and publisher of the Soldiers Grove newspaper, played a key role in the town's move. He says avoiding flood damage isn't the only reason towns like Gays Mills should consider relocating.
You have tremendous opportunities to incorporate new technologies, new design concepts in the new construction. And there are a lot of opportunities out there right now for energy efficiency and renewable energy and that kind of thing to insulate communities and homeowners and businesses from what we're seeing right now with oil costs, for example.
Gays Mills residents have been wrestling with the issue of relocation since last August when the Kickapoo River jumped its banks, flooding riverfront neighborhoods and the downtown for the second time since 1978. Town board member Gary Bell says they'd hoped to come up with a plan before the Kickapoo flooded again, as it did last Saturday.
It came back again. The 100-year flood came in 10 months.
Bell says he expects to hear emotional stories at tonight's meeting from residents who can't face the prospect of moving.
It'll be the same story we've been listening to for the last 10 months. That's not the solving of the situation, but we have to address more seriously a major step rather than just floodproofing your house.
Or building levees around the downtown, a proposal also certain to come up tonight. But Bill Becker, who helped Soldiers Grove move, points out that levees are bursting all over the Midwest this week, which makes moving a town look like a more and more attractive option. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.